Hey, welcome to the Lifehouse Podcast. We hope you enjoy this message about Jesus and his love for you. I pray that this message encourages you and inspires you. All right, let's jump right into it.
You know, you speak to most people and it's not long before a conversation will come up where people will tell you something that they regret. And it's a very common conversation. In actual fact, the most common emotion experienced on people's deathbed are not the mistakes they made, but rather their regrets. Just a spirit of regret. Regret is a world of why did I and what could have been. And sometimes it's just like little regrets, like leaving your phone on at a funeral. And then it goes, has anyone ever had that happen, right? Or it could be, you know, getting on the airplane and thinking, I really should have bought those Krispy Kremes. There's a little bit of regret going on there. For most of you, it would be not tipping Carlton to win yesterday. I expected more clapping from... And they're just little regrets that we don't really care about. But there was an experiment done in New York at the Washington Park. At Washington Park, they actually put up a big chalkboard, and on that chalkboard, they just left some pieces of chalk there, and there was a question that said, "What's your biggest regret?" And I think there's a photo of the actual chalkboard. There it is, right there behind me, and. And so people just stared at it. There's actually a video of this. People are just staring at it. Obviously, they're thinking about their biggest regret. And then what actually shocked the instigators of this experiment, it completely shocked them, was that people's biggest regrets were not the mistakes they made or the errors of judgment, but rather it was missed opportunities. And it completely shocked them. And these were some of the things that people wrote on this chalkboard. Not pursuing my artistic passion, not applying to med school, not saying I love you, not spending more time with children, not getting out of my comfort zone. Yeah, come on. Not making a difference with my life, not getting involved, not having kids before my parents or my dad passed away, I think it actually says, and not pursuing my dreams. What shocked them? They were about chances and opportunities not taken, not about mistakes. You're not going to get to the end of your life and regret the things that you did. You're actually going to regret the things you didn't do. That's what it will tell us. And I'm going to tell you, I think we're going to find ourselves feeling exactly like these people. I remember being really shaken by Billy Graham. Everyone knows who Billy Graham is. He wrote a book called Just As I Am, basically his life story. And in there, he actually talks about one of his greatest regrets. And when I read it, it really moved me. He had the opportunity. Some of you would know Billy Graham was the pastor to presidents. He had just such, isn't that great? He had such integrity. Presidents would go to him and ask him to be their pastor. And so he received a phone call one night from President John F. Kennedy. And he was going through some trials and a little bit of tribulation, but... Billy Graham was about to go on a crusade and was just trying to get some rest. So he actually said, Mr. President, is it possible for me to meet you when I get back? Because see, the phone call came through on the 20th of November, 1963, to Billy Graham. But the president was shot and died on November the 22nd, 2 days later. And he writes in the book, I will never know what that conversation was going to be about. I will never know if that was going to be the moment that the president was going to ask me, what is it about faith? Maybe he was getting an inkling that his time was up. And he says that his greatest regret is that he just didn't spend some time with that president because maybe that was his opportunity to find Christ. And I've got to tell you something, guys, and I hope you celebrate this. Lifehouse Church is committed to making sure that you don't cross over into eternity having any regrets of the chances that you should have taken or the opportunities that you should have taken. We want to be in your face, encouraging you to step out, get out of your comfort zone, have your kids before your parents pass away, whatever it may be. We're going to constantly harass you if it's okay with you. Why? Because we don't want you to get to your deathbed and say, but what if? What if I just had a go? What if I did get out of my comfort zone? What if I had have walked across the room? What if I had have asked her out on a date? And the room's gone quiet. My goal for you is that you would have no regrets. That you would have no regrets of the things you didn't do. Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 to 14. This is the Apostle Paul speaking. He says, brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. What's he talking about? Life. He says, but there is one thing that I do. He says, there's only one thing that I do. He says, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. He says he only does one thing, but then he goes and lists two. Because in the Apostle Paul's mind, those two things are the one thing. Listen, life is not just about trying to forget what happened in the past. It's about stretching forward to what God's got for you next. Amen? And as a church, we celebrate everything that God has done in the past, but we believe that there is more for our church to do, for you individually to do. And now listen, if you've been coming to Lifehouse for a little while now, you will know that you are completely forgiven by the blood of Christ, and it should not be hard for you to let go of the past. What I'm trying to get you today to do is to stretch forward to the future. Come on, let's not die regretting the life we all could have lived. Let's not die regretting thinking, I wonder what God could have done with our church, with us individually. I wonder what would have happened if I actually stepped out and believed that God is able. Come on, someone. Come on, we don't want to be a church living in regret. Now listen, what is it about regret? Regret is like fire. It is a great servant, but regret is a bad leader. I'm going to say that again. Regret is like fire. We all love fire because it helps us to cook things and to keep us warm. But when fire becomes a leader, it burns houses down. It burns forests down. You never want fire to be in control. You want it to be your servant. Regret, friends, is actually not a bad thing when it's your servant, not your leader. Some people are led by regret. Therefore, it leads to, I made mistakes in the past. Therefore, I don't want to step out again. Ah, regret is your leader. But when you say, you know what? I'm not going to live in regret. Well, should I say, allow regret to have its work in you so that you think to yourself, I don't want to die regretting. Let it be a great servant to you. Don't allow it to lead you. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10. This is what the Apostle Paul says. He says, for the kind of sorrow God wants us to experience leads us away from sin and results in salvation. Watch this. There's no regret for that kind of sorrow. But worldly sorrow, which lacks repentance, results in spiritual death. The Apostle Paul is saying, listen, there's a whole bunch of people feeling sorrow about their past and feeling sorrow even about their future, and I'm unworthy. No, no. He's saying, listen, that type of sorrow, the worldly sorrow, doesn't move you forward. We've got to be people that say, listen, God, I regret what happened there, but I'm going to use that regret to move me forward now. Amen. Come on, someone. We're going to use regret to move us forward. And some of you are thinking, why is Pastor Richard talking like this on a day like today? Because, friends, when it comes to what we are doing in this room today, I hope this doesn't shock any of you. But you need to know Jesus Christ is coming back, my friends. And if you're wondering if that's true, you need to go and pick up a newspaper and see what's going on around the world. Prophecies are being fulfilled line upon line. It is happening. And here's my question to all of us. If Jesus did come back today, would you have any regrets about what you did for him, about what you did for others, about what you did for your neighbor? Would you have any regrets? Because if that's the truth, let regret be your servant today. And let it muster up its thoughts inside of you where you would say, I don't want to live in regret when I cross over into eternity. Give someone a high five if you know what I'm talking about. Come on, use the fear of regret in the years to come to overcome your fear of failure today. I didn't want to die. Helen and I didn't want to die wondering. I wonder if we started a church. I wonder if it had have worked. Do you know how many of my friends, and I'm not talking people in this room, I'm talking past people who had a dream in their heart to plant a church one day, but, you know, someone talked them out of it. And I've got to be honest, people tried to talk us out of it. But I thought, I don't want to cross over into eternity, or even, to be honest, even turn 60 and think, oh, but I wonder if God could have raised up a church through us. I'd rather try and fail than not try at all. Are you with me? Come on, you need to a little bit more round of applause. It's the truth, friends. We had a go. There's no guarantee it was going to work, but you know what? God had other plans. Come on, can we be the church today that has a healthy fear of regret? Don't die wondering. Have a go. Step out. Change your career if you don't love it. But what if I fail? Well, you know what? You'll do something else, but God's on your side. No, we're not gonna die wondering. Come on, look for your patterns. Why do you regret something happening today? Did you delay decisions? Then stop delaying. Did you give up too soon? Come on, some of you are feeling like, I really regret that I gave up a bit too soon. Well, you know what? Stay the distance then. Did you not act on your instinct? Come on, there's a lot of us regretting that we didn't act on an instinct. Well, come on. Treat your gut feelings with a little bit more respect. Did you act without thinking? Were you afraid to fail? Come on. This is my job today. My job is to encourage all of us to not live a life of regret. Are you with me? Listen, you guys are going to get into heaven and say, whew, thank you, Lifehouse. Thank you. Thank you that you challenged me, and thank you that you were in my face telling me to not live a life of regret. And you're going to get into heaven and say, man, I'm so glad I did what I did and what I said and what I gave and how I loved and what I prayed. We want you to get to heaven and be proud, not, oh, man, I missed an opportunity. No, we're not going to live like that. Some of you have heard my story, and it shaped me. It shaped me. My parents had a milk bar, a dairy, for those of you who are watching in New Zealand. Dairy. I suppose they sell milk there. But there's no cows there. But anyway, that's what they call it, a dairy. My parents had this milk bar, and next door to us was this takeaway sort of pie pasty type of bakery place. And this guy, George, used to come into my milk bar because he would be waiting for his girlfriend to finish work, and then we would just stop and have a coffee. And, you know, I'm a Christian, and I would just talk to him, and I would just sort of love on the guy and talk to him about his musical career and all those sort of things. And he would come in literally at least 3 to 4 times a week, and we would just sit there, have a coffee. He would smoke his lungs out and all that. And then all of a sudden it stopped. Immediately, like, it just stopped. And I thought, oh, maybe she stopped working there. Well, she actually resigned on that day too. So I lost contact with these people. I lost contact with them for at least 5 years. And so I'm still growing up in the Lord and all that. And I was at young adults, or youth group we used to call it, but it was actually young adults. And I'm there one day, we're playing table tennis with all my Christian brothers, and we're having a ball and you know, talking to people about Jesus. And all of a sudden this guy comes in, and he looks familiar, but I'm thinking, I don't really... Who is this guy? And he knew who I was immediately. He goes, Richard. And I said, he goes, George. I said, George. So we hugged it out. And, you know, I go, bro, what happened to you? He goes, man, you know, you probably didn't know at the time. But he goes, but I was getting a bit depressed, and I was getting lonely. And all of a sudden, his girlfriend broke up with him. He goes, and I just didn't know what to do. He goes, I was so downcast. He goes, so I drove up the Hume Freeway, and I went as fast as I could. He goes, and then as soon as it was the right time, he goes, I just veered in front of a semi-trailer and had a head-on collision. I said, you trying to kill yourself? He goes, yeah, it was just nothing to live for, man. I was just so brokenhearted. I said, so what happened? He goes, well, I was in a coma for 6 months. 6 months. He goes, but my mum would come in every day, and she would hold my hand. She would pray with me. He goes, and sometimes I could hear her and sometimes I couldn't. He goes, but when I came out of that coma, he goes, I just knew that I knew that God was real, and I gave my life to Jesus. What a great story. And I'm like, bro, you're a Christian. He goes, yeah, I'm a believer. He goes, so when did you become a believer? And I'm like, 5 years ago. He goes, so you were a Christian when I used to come into the milk bar? I went, yeah. And he looked me in the eye and he goes, Richard, why didn't you ever tell me? Because I was depressed. I was hiding it from you, but I would have gladly received Jesus. And from that day, I thought, that's it. I don't care if it offends you. I don't care if you don't love me. I don't care if you think I'm a little bit crazy. But if we're going to spend a little bit of time together, I'm going to tell you about Jesus. Come on, someone. I'm going to tell you. This guy literally tried to kill himself. And I think that was God's warning to me. If you're ever wondering why Lifehouse is always out to try and reach lost people, it's because of that story. I'm not going to get to heaven and see a whole bunch of people come in, my neighbors, my cousins, my friends, and get to heaven and they're going to go, are you kidding me? Are you a Christian? Here I am. I'm going to be sent away from God's presence and you had the truth the whole time. No. I'm not going to live with that regret. I'd rather be embarrassed. I'd rather they reject me, but at least they have heard the truth of the gospel. Come on, someone. You need to get excited with me. That's what we're all about. And we're going to be those leaders. We're going to be those pastors. Now, listen, we don't stop there. We disciple people. We help people's marriages. But friends, it's very hard to help someone's marriage when they're not filled with the Spirit of God. I've got to tell you, I've tried to do it. It's really difficult. No. The first step is let's get Jesus into their hearts. So come on. So what are we doing here today? You know what? We are raising money, literal, hard-earned cash. Your funds, those funds represent your hours, your time, your talents, your sacrifice. And we're going to use that. And in Jesus' name, we're going to convert that into souls into the kingdom of God. That's what we're here to do today. That's what we're here to do today. We're not trying to do anything else, but we are going to try and buy some buildings. We are going to try and buy literal physical sound equipment because it's very hard to preach when there's a lot of people in the room and they can't hear you. So a lot of it is physical, but what's it all about? Helping people enter into the kingdom of God. And if you're wondering, that's what Lifehouse is all about. And I would hope you would celebrate that and say, thank God I go to a church that's going to ensure that I don't get to heaven full of regret in Jesus' name.
We hope that this message inspired you. To find out more about us, head over to our website at lifehouse.global.